pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling and starting to settle in. Go ahead and take a super deep breath. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Extending the length of the exhale. Now, once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Okay, so what we'll do here is take a few minutes to kind of study how it is that we show up in relationships. And then we'll take a moment to kind of explore our sense of self and also our ability to explore. Very good. So bring to mind how you show up in attachment relationships. And then I'll kind of bring up the kind of generic types of ways that we often are kind of, let's say, disordered around attachment relationships. Okay, so one is, do you ever have a sense of shame, kind of interpersonally? That's something that you notice. If so, you can write that down. Now, what about mistrust? Like the fear that you might get abused. Does that ever come up for you? If so, write that down. And now what about emotional deprivation? Is there generally this kind of assumption, oh, I won't be attuned with, I won't really be seen and known, supported, guided. I can't expect any actual emotional intimacy. Is there that expectation? If so, write that down. Okay, now what about abandonment and instability? Is there this sense, oh, I'll be abandoned. Oh, I can't count on this relationship when I would need the relationship the most. Is there that sense? If so, also write that down. And now, is there the sense of social isolation or alienation? Is there the sense, oh, I don't fit in. I'm dissimilar to others. I'm not really part of a group. Is there that sense? If so, write that down. So to be clear, we just went over the first five attachment schemas from schema therapy. And these are really the core schemas that make up our internal working model of attachment. Well, at least on the insecure side. Okay, very good. So now let's keep going. Now we're going to investigate more so the sense of self. So now just kind of bring up a notion of who you are. Who are you? And then now ask, do you feel dependent and incompetent? If so, write that down. What about, do you feel that like it's difficult to make healthy boundaries, set healthy boundaries between you and others? Do you feel enmeshed with others? Now moving on, do you feel that you're vulnerable to, like especially vulnerable to harm and illness? Does this come up for you? Or what about feeling that you always need to self-sacrifice, maybe in order to not be abandoned, or maybe in order to not be abused? So is there this sense, oh, I must self-sacrifice, put others first, really put myself second? Is there that sense? What about self-subjugation? Do you feel that you need to self-subjugate, kind of shut yourself down, kind of maybe put up with abuse that you really shouldn't put up with treatment that you shouldn't put up with? Is there that sense? If so, write that down. Okay. Good.